WLW.
12:33, Billy Cunningham, a big show planned today under the auspices of Maurice Eggers, executive sports producer, and Dave Rose. Peace Brothers here with Popeye's Chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be eating Popeye's Chicken at the top of the hour. How does that make you feel?
Popeye's strong.
That's the best. Best chicken in the world is Popeye's.
Popeye's got good.
So the Ohio Patient Network is a... Before I go to John Precup, is he the head and founder of the group?
Yes, he is.
Let's go to him first to educate the American people about what we're discussing here today. John Precup in Toledo, how are you?
I'm in Mansfield, Ohio.
All right, now let's talk about what is the Ohio Patient Network, if anything.
The Ohio Patient Network is a coalition, a network of patients, caregivers, concerned citizens, attorneys, legislators that are in favor of the compassionate use of cannabis, marijuana, for therapeutic reasons.
Now, many states have begun this. I know Kentucky, Indiana, Happy Hemptress is intimately involved with many famous Kentucky politicians. Is this movement only in Ohio or around the whole country, John?
Well, there is several movements around the country. The one in Ohio is we created this bill modeled after the legislature in Hawaii. They passed the bill through their legislature.
Yes.
And we've contacted several state legislators, and we have a sponsor, and we're looking for co-sponsors for it right now.
And John Precup in Mansfield, why are you involved in this?
I am a multiple sclerosis patient. I was diagnosed with MS back in 1986. I woke up one morning. I didn't know I had MS. I just woke up one morning with the bed spins. I couldn't even keep water down. I was heaving. I was, you know, unable to keep water down. All that day it was like that. All the next day it was like that. Finally got him put in the hospital, and I laid in that bed and just kept spinning and spinning, and that dizziness, that nausea never completely went away from me. It was later that I was diagnosed with MS. That's what had caused it. It had attacked the nerve that controls my equilibrium.
Yeah.
So from 1986 to this day, I've been left with kind of a chronic nausea, you might say. I feel carsick all the time. Some days are worse than others. And I was given drugs, Compazine, Antivert, several different kinds of anti-nausea medicines, and they really, they didn't work that well, to be honest with you, and I couldn't eat, and I was losing weight. And I had lost 15 pounds in about 2 weeks, and I couldn't eat, and I couldn't stand the smell of food, and I was honestly in fear for my life. I was sick, and nothing was working, and I tried some marijuana, and it gave me an appetite, and I was able to eat. And ever since that day, I've been a believer in it, that it works for me. It doesn't work for everybody, but it works for me, and it saved my life. I believe that marijuana saved my life.
You know, John, I have two other guests here, but when I do this topic, which I do every once or twice a year, I'll have a doctor who'll call in or someone in the medical industry and say, well, there's no objective, hardcore research that is generally accepted by medical professionals that indicate that cannabis or marijuana affects someone with MS or cancer. And I say, well, if somebody believes it does, the power of suggestion is strong. And I don't know why government would want to say to you or to Rob Ryan or someone that if you believe this assists you or in your own mind it helps you, what's the harm in you smoking marijuana if it assists you get over the symptoms of MS? So what do you say, John, as the founder of the Ohio Patient Network, to those who say that this is simply an attempt to make marijuana legal for everybody?
Well, what I say is that what our bill does, the Ohio Medical Marijuana Act of 2003, requires the person have a physician's recommendation, and it requires that a person establish a patient registry. We have it in the bill that you would register with the state of Ohio and you get an identification card, basically. The point is not to say that we're trying to make it legal for everybody. What we're trying to say is if you're going to fight a war on drugs, at least take the sick and dying off the battlefield, and that some people have nowhere else to turn. Worldwide, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies that show benefit from cannabinoids or cannabis-based medicines. GW Pharmaceuticals in England right now is weeks away from introducing a new drug called Sativex, which is a pure cannabis extract for multiple sclerosis patients, for cannabis patients, and for AIDS patients.
You must know lots of people, John, with MS or or cancer, some other ailments, those you know, about what percent get assistance from taking marijuana? Most, all, some?
I would say most. I'm sure there's a few people who don't tolerate it well, and like I say, it's not for everybody. I have a prescription for the drug Marinol, which is synthetic THC. It's one of the active ingredients in cannabis. Back in 1996 in Ohio, there was a short-lived medical necessity defense law, which said that if I was arrested for possession of marijuana, that I could mention to a jury of my peers in a court case, that the reason I had this marijuana was for medical purposes and that I have this written recommendation from my doctor,
right,
which at that time I got one from my neurologist who said, yes, everybody knows marijuana gives you an appetite and it would help with nausea. So that law didn't last very long. It was the second item of business the next year that our government got rid of. The Senate Bill 2 was established to eliminate that medical necessity defense. So my new neurologist gave me a prescription for Marinol, which is the synthetic THC. However, if you're vomiting and you can't keep water down, a pill doesn't stay in your stomach long enough to do anything.
But the marijuana goes in your lungs, and that's where you get the help.
Right. It's called titration, and it gets into your system the fastest through your lungs. Any medicine, that's the quickest way to get it into your system is through your lungs.
John, hold on, pre-cup. Rob Ryan is here in the studio. You're in Mansfield. And Rob, I just met you. I understand you're suffering from cancer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What kind of cancer do you have?
I have colon cancer.
How serious is it?
It's pretty serious. It's stage one of the LFN2, which is past the lymph nodes. And so I'm currently in chemotherapy. So it's pretty serious. And you know, it's a real toll on my life.
What's the prognosis for this form of colon cancer?
Well, they took the actual tumor out, and they now are working on the lymph nodes. So it's a real hard thing to say what the prognosis is. You know, they'll tell me in 5 years. You know.
We want to keep them around for a long time, really.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate this is the kind of thing that you can beat, or is the kind of thing?
I think I can beat it. You know, I'm trying my best to be healthy, eat properly, get exercise and rest as appropriate, and trying to keep busy. And I'm optimistic that I'll be around.
Were you tested and all that kind of thing for colon cancer, or did you do the PSAs and the digital exams and all that stuff?
Actually, I had colitis for years and years, and this summer I got very sick. I was missing work, and I got a colonoscope, and they said, whoa, what's this?
Colonoscopy. Did Dr. Michael Safdie do it?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
He does mine.
Ah.
He's a good man, isn't he?
He is a good man.
Very good man,
yes.
And that's when they discovered the tumor.
Yes, that's when it discovers a tumor. And
do you break the law by smoking marijuana?
Occasionally, as needed. A very limited amount that I actually use, but what the chemo does is they mix it in with steroids, and so the next day you feel pretty good, but then the days after, a couple days after, you don't. And I limited resources, access to cannabis, and I use it sparingly and as needed.
You know it's illegal, though.
Yes, I know it's illegal, and it doesn't make me feel particularly good that I'm breaking the law, but I'm looking out for my health, and I want to eat, and I lost like 40 pounds.
When you're in fear for your life, when you think, it's either smoke this illegal drug or die, what choice would you make?
I'd smoke marijuana.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know anybody that wouldn't.
I don't either.
Lynn Wilson, you're kind of on the side of advocating the legalization, which is a...
For all reasons.
For all reasons.
Yes.
And for those who might say the happy huntress wants to use these individuals to promote her general cause, what would you say? Yes?
Well, no, because, I do believe that all aspects of the plant should be legal for its various different reasons, whether it be industrial for the sweater that I'm wearing, which is 60% hemp.
Really?
And the rest cotton, it's all organic. It looks like any other sweater.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Is that legal?
It's totally legal.
That's legal.
Totally legal.
You
just can't smoke it, exactly. I believe in the constitutional right to freedom to pursue our own happiness, and if that's ingesting marijuana, it doesn't hurt anyone else. If it hurts us, That's our choice. We smoke cigarettes. That's legal. We drink alcohol. We drink coffee.
We drink.
You know?
We eat ho-hos.
Sugar is bad. Exactly. So, you know, that's really the issue is personal choice. But now, if you personally choose to wear a hemp sweater or personally choose to use it medicinally, it's still personal choice.
You know, if we were going to start again, if we had three substances to only make one legal, or maybe make two, we had cigarettes, alcohol in all its varied forms, or marijuana. I'd pick marijuana to make legal because
absolutely.
You get one, assuming you're not in your situation, Rob,
right.
Assuming, but you get one hit or a couple hits and you're done. You don't smoke 20 or 40 cigarettes.
Yes.
It's
and
a lot
if you
less.
Do, you just go to sleep.
You go to sleep. You,
or eat a lot.
I don't think you can smoke 20 marijuana cigarettes.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Zach or Mo, a lot of their friends could help me with that.
Some of us could, but
if
you know.
Smoke 20 cigarettes, but you don't like go crazy.
No.
How many bars and restaurants are open with people driving drunk, killing people?
Terrible. It's terrible.
Terrible. And you don't have that effect. So if you're going to make one of the three legal, I'd make marijuana legal.
Yes.
And cigarettes illegal.
I'd like to outlaw sugar, to be honest with you.
Sugar is another issue.
I smoked cigarettes for 25 years, gave them up 9 ago, and I'm still trying to kick the sugar habit.
Well, personally, I don't think any of these substances should be illegal. I think the question is, does somebody abuse a particular substance? And if they abuse it, they should get some help.
Right.
I don't think they really should be.
All right, let's take a short break. John Precup, can you hold on till the top of the hour?
Sure.
I'll put you on hold. John Precup is the executive director and president of the Ohio Patient Network. Today, Representative Kenneth Carano, District 59, will be introducing the Ohio Medical Marijuana Act in the Ohio House of Representatives, and we have on the phone with us John Precup from Mansfield, who's the president and multiple sclerosis patient, and in the studio is Rob Ryan, who has an advanced form of colon cancer, and we have the happy hemptress here, Lynn Wilson, who just likes to smoke pot.
I use it medicinally as well.
I'm sure you do. So your comments, if any, 749-7000, pound 700. Should marijuana be legalized? A, for those who have a medical need. B, for everyone. Or C, nah, bah, bah, nah, keep it all illegal. So your comments, if any, 749-7000, pound 700. And if you were a parent, say you're a 40-year-old guy or girl and you got a couple kids that are high school kids, would you rather have them smoke marijuana?
Or take Ritalin.
Take Ritalin, smoke cigarettes, or get drunk? Of course, you'd rather have them do none of those things. But
well,
life isn't so simple sometimes.
That's a different issue, exactly.
So let's continue with more. 1246, Billy Cunningham, 700 W. Well, let's continue now. John Precup, and we also have the attorney for Carlton Singleton. And John, you might find this interesting because there's a case in Cincinnati percolating in which an older gentleman has been busted for possession of marijuana when he has certain medical disorders. So we're going to hear now from Larry Keller with your permission. Put you on hold right there. Larry Keller, how are you?
Just fine, Willie. How are you, sir?
And you're the Esquire, you're the attorney for Carter Singleton, is that correct?
That's right. He's a very fine gentleman, actually.
Give me the facts and give John Precup, who's the head of this National Ohio Patient Network group, give us the facts of Carter Singleton's case.
Well, John knows about this. What happened is that Carter has, let's see, I can't think of the exact name of the leukemia or the actual blood cancer that he has. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that's it. And Carter had a terrible problem with weight loss, and the chemo just kicked his tail, so to speak. And he was with some friends, and they said, well, Carter, you're going to die unless you start eating. I said, I can't eat. And he's a fine gentleman with a nice Kentucky drawl. He said, well, Larry, everything tasted like sawdust to me, what I could eat. And they said, well, you need to smoke some marijuana. And he said, well, I've never done anything like that in my life. And he tried it, though, and it helped him with his weight gain. And actually, he had some pain problems, too, and it helped with pain situation. John knows about this case, and so does your other guest. And Carter's been hanging in there pretty good. He's in remission right now, and he's doing well.
What happened as far as his arrest? What happened relative to his arrest, and what's the status of his case?
Well, it was so expensive. See, the man's on Social Security, and so he said, well, this stuff's expensive. So the same friend said, well, just here's some seeds, grow it. And he grew it. He actually grew it, and then one of his lights started flickering, and a neighbor thought there was a fire in the basement and called 911, and the fire people saw the plants, and the rest was history, and he got arrested. But the gentleman has no record whatsoever.
How old is he, Larry?
I think it's 74 now.
74 years old. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And
correct.
Is he charged with a felony?
Yes, he is. It's a felony three at this point.
What is it? How many years in jail might he go?
It carries 1 to 5 years in the pen.
1 to 5. What's the status of his case?
Well, right now, we're
it's hilarious.
We're set for motions on March 10th. We're going to challenge constitutionality. I think there's also a problem concerning weight, and I don't know that doesn't concern you or your show right now, but the weight of the plants and so forth, I think that's important as far as getting this down to a felony five if we possibly can.
All right, Lynn.
Larry, did you go to court Tuesday?
Yes, we did, and it was a non-happening. All we did was set it for hearing on the motion.
You just rescheduled. Okay, that was the update that I was looking for.
What judge are you in front of?
I'm sorry?
What judge?
Oh, we have Judge John Andrew West, who's a very fine judge.
He's a good judge to be in front of.
Beg your pardon?
He's a good judge. I like that.
He's a fine judge.
You got a good draw.
I'm not trying to suck up. I really believe he's a good judge.
Well, the odds of him going to jail in front of Judge West, even if convicted, I would think is very small.
Well, see, with a felony three, there's neither a presumption for probation, or what we now call community control, or incarceration. With a felony five, there's a presumption of community control. And I'd like to get it down to a felony five.
That'll be the key. Well, why convict? I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Why convict this guy of anything? I mean, do we have to have the courts and the judges and the bailiffs and the prosecutors and the court reporters and fine defense lawyers like you and the money and the time?
It's a tremendous waste of effort. It's a tremendous waste of resources. And
agreed.
Carter does not need to be dealing with this. Whether he goes to jail or not, it's already affected him negatively.
I don't think he's going to go to jail, but why should a gentleman who's lived his life well, he's been a good citizen all his life, now all of a sudden he's faced with a felony? My goodness gracious.
Now, here the unfortunate thing, everybody, is that there's thousands of people just like him around this country that this is happening to and are already doing time for their medicine. That's
the
issue.
Medical marijuana is an issue as far as I'm concerned. I personally don't smoke the stuff. I haven't since my college days, but I can understand it.
You know, I kind of get it. I never did it because I played sports and I just didn't like to smoke. But if my mother, if my wife, if I, my son, whatever, had a medical need and that marijuana helped them, I'd get a hold of Lynn Wilson. or maybe Rich Wahlberg has deep connections with all the medical experts in the country. And basically, I don't get it. Well, Larry, we got to run. Godspeed, and thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And very quickly... John Precup, what can citizens do if they're interested in this topic?
I would invite them to please check out our website. It's www.ohiopatient.net.
Okay.
On there, they can get involved with the Ohio Patient Network and find and talk to and communicate with other like-minded individuals. They can check out the entire text of the bill if they'd like to, the Ohio Medical Marijuana Act. We also have an 800 number. 888-OH-PATIENT.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll pass that out, then I'll continue with Lynn and Rob, and I want to thank you for taking time for coming on the big show today.
Well, I want to thank you for having me.
John.
One last thing is just tell everyone to please, if they support this issue, to contact their federal or their state representative.
I'm going to get hold of Michelle Schneider, mine.
Give them a call.
God bless.
Tell them to please support this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll continue with more, and... I guess to 1:30 or so are Lynn Wilson and Rob Ryan. Rob has colon cancer and is using marijuana occasionally. Lynn Wilson is an advocate.
I'm just happy.
You're just a happy huntress. Let's continue with more. 749-7000 pounds, 700. Right or wrong, what do you say on 700 WLW? Let's continue now, and I want to thank Popeye's Fried Chicken, Popeye's Chicken Big Game Super Pack for Sunday. In fact, most games, perfect for Super Bowl Sunday. 24 pieces of Popeye's Chicken. 3 large sides, 12 biscuits, only $29.95 for all that. Probably feed about 5 segment denizens or 10 people like Lynn Wilson. So that's the Popeye Super Pack. Mo will be there all day Sunday eating Popeye's chicken. So I'm going to thank Dave Rose and his Bobo for coming in and catering today's Bill Cunningham show. It was wonderful. Steve from Popeye's and also Dave Rose. Let's continue now. Is it fair to say Lynn Wilson, the Hemptress Queen, the happy Hemptress? We need to talk now to the American people to see what they have to say about this.
I'm ready.
And Rob, Ryan, I want to thank you for coming in, and we wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully this marijuana you're taking now and then and your difficulties in colon cancer will
The American evaporate. Name is cannabis.
Cannabis?
Marijuana is a Mexican slang term that was introduced into the American public.
Well, cannabis is the pharmacopoeia name. Hemp is the English American term.
So she's going back to England.
Yep.
You're just here in America. Most of us are in Mexico.
That's
so
right.
That's why we got three different definitions.
You could be in Jamaica and call it ganja.
Will the real plant please stand up?
I don't know. But let's go to the American people and see if they support you or not.
I bet they do.
I bet a lot of people don't. Lynn Wilson says legalize it all. Rob Ryan and John Precup of the Ohio Patient Network says at least legalize it for medicinal purposes if you want to use it. Correct, Rob?
Correct.
You know a lot of people that have colon cancer. I think once you get it, you network.
There's a support group that I go to, yes.
What percent of those, a lot, some, few, none, all?
Some.
And it's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice.
If you don't
want to
do it, don't do it.
That's right.
Some like Oxycontin, some like Percocets. You know?
Well, Rush Limbaugh liked them all.
He's exactly right.
So, you know, it kind of depends. Are you willing to face the American people? Are you too prepared for what lies ahead?
All the time.
Bring it on. We got Mac, Richard, T.O., Time Out, T.O., baby, Howard in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow.
Let's go to him. He's probably listening on the Internet, I guess. Howard, how are you listening to the big one today?
On the Internet.
On the Internet.
Right.
That's wonderful. All right, go ahead. You're on the air with the Happy Hemptress and Rob Ryan involved in the Ohio Patient Network.
Well, a question earlier about why are there no government studies to show the effectiveness of marijuana. Everyone understands that God didn't make no junk. It is medicine. Most of us know it, and the drug companies know it. They don't allow the research. They tell their federal politicians to tell the DEA to never give a researcher the marijuana they need to conduct the studies. As a retired police officer, I want you to know that I don't condone or encourage the use of it,
but
for us, we would rather go after drunk drivers and child molesters than screw around with marijuana.
Howard, as a former cop, what was the percentage of individuals you pulled over who were high on alcohol or high on pot? Was it 9-1? Was it 50-50? What if you pulled somebody over and you gave them a citation for DUI, mm-hmm. What percent was alcohol and what percent was marijuana?
Well, I'm an award winner from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. I pulled over when I used to work night shift about 400. I arrested 400 people for driving under the influence. All but two were alcohol. The other two were on barbiturates, having come from some doctor's office. The number for marijuana was zero. And I know what to look for. I'm a former college student in the 60s and 70s. And the situation for police officers is the marijuana user gets hungry, orders a Domino's pizza delivered, and they simply usually don't drive. It was not a public safety issue for us in law enforcement. In fact, all my colleagues back at the donut shop, when I would discuss, none of us ever found someone high on marijuana in the many years I was a police officer.
Now, Howard, as a former donut shop customer, part of the mechanism at work here is that if you're out there in the bars trolling for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, you probably are going to take alcohol, beer, or mixed drinks as an excuse to engage in behavior you want to engage in. And then normally you don't walk to a bar. You know, probably 99% of the people that drink at bars are
right.
Driving cars.
Right.
But nobody in marijuana, maybe Lynn, you know better. Howard, I ask you this question. Lynn, you're like a woman, correct?
Kind of like a woman.
How many women are going to take marijuana to provide an excuse to them to have sex, as opposed to alcohol?
I don't think any woman is going to use anything as an excuse to have sex.
I think women take a lot of beer because that takes away their willpower and they can't say no.
Yeah, you know, I guess there's some element of that. You know, I think it definitely breaks down, alcohol does, breaks down the inhibitions, and then they don't feel so guilty if they do have sex.
Because it's not me, it's the beer.
Right, yeah, they can use that
excuse. The beer made me do it.
Right. Now, with marijuana, it's not going to make you, you know, lose your inhibitions, but it is going to enhance the sexual act.
Does it make you horny?
It can. It is an aphrodisiac. Yes.
Really?
It can increase that if you're open to that and if that's the kind of atmosphere that you're in.
Why? Does it get your blood vessels open? It gets your mind. Everything starts working. Or
you know,
maybe I ask Zach this question. He dates all these wild women from EBN. But I think EBN women smoke marijuana more than LW listeners.
I would think that's probably correct.
We got to do a poll on that. Now, why is that?
It's a rock and roll thing.
EBN, so if you want to date a hot chick, get
listen
some chick
EBN.
Listening to 102.7.
You
if you
it.
Want a stable woman with a cell phone and a lease car, if she's listening to the big one, take her home and make her kind of introduce the girl from EBN to your daddy. Introduce the girl from LW to your mommy. Now, Howard, what's your experience in that regard? Are women hornier when they take pot?
Thinking back 25 years ago when I was in college, yeah, I would say that definitely was true. But before before I let you go, I want to make sure that you understand that for me especially, I don't trust the government. And I think the issue of medical marijuana should be between the patient and the doctor.
Right.
And if I don't like what the doctor's telling me, I'll go see another doctor. I won't consult my politicians for medical advice.
And Howard, God Almighty gave us marijuana. It grows out of the ground. It's not something synthetically made like Dilaudid. God, right out of the ground, you can, as I understand, Lynn,
right.
You can dry the plant, and then you grind it up and smoke it.
And smoke it.
Right. You don't process it or something.
And it's important to note that's one of the problems, because you can grow in your backyard for free. The drug companies fear it as a competitive product because they want you to spend, or your insurance company, $300-$400 a month to buy their pills. It's all about money. Big surprise.
Howard, you're a great American, and keep listening on the Internet.
I'll do it, sir. Thank you.
Now, how much is, Lynn, you may be an expert from speaking to your consorts around, like Momo and Zach and Segman and Jim Scott and many others.
EBN,
the EBN types. Jay Gilbert, Eddie Fingers.
Yeah.
It's terrible over there just to walk in.
All stoners.
Like bombs everywhere. How much is marijuana? If you wanted to buy marijuana, say you wanted to buy a good marijuana stash.
A good one?
A good one.
I say, depending on how much you want, really good medical marijuana, something that is considered medical, that is pure, that's grown organically, doesn't have any kind of pesticides or government additives sprayed on it. A good amount for personal use to keep around is anywhere from a quarter to an ounce. Average quarter is $100, ounce $350.
An ounce in a baggie.
Yes.
Now, how many cigarettes can you get out of that baggie?
Well, again, that's going to depend on how the person.
And how do you have such information on this? Is something I don't understand.
You know, many years of experimentation that I've done.
So you're still experimenting.
I'm still experimenting.
So how many cigarettes can you get out of 1 ounce of pot? Gary Jeff is here. I'm sure he's intimately more familiar about it than
I am. Oh, right, Gary.
About how, hey, Gary, it's amazing. People walk around here, and you're like saying, hey, there's Eddie.
There's Gary.
There's Eddie Fingers. There's Gary Jeff. It's like your customers or something. Here's Jay Gilbert. Gary Jeff.
I haven't been a customer for a long, long time.
He gave it up.
He gave it up?
Oh, yeah. It's been long enough.
Long enough.
I've passed all the statute of limitations laws, I think.
You're done.
I'm done, yeah.
But what
if
you
does not offend me, it doesn't bother me.
This gentleman here seriously has colon cancer.
Right.
And he believes that smoking marijuana or cannabis every now and then relieves some of his symptoms of chemotherapy.
I can understand how that would have that effect.
Shouldn't he have the right between him and his doctor for the doctor to prescribe cannabis or marijuana for his wretched vomiting?
Well, I don't believe that marijuana should be criminalized under any circumstance, really.
But you go.
You didn't answer my question. You're like a politician.
Absolutely.
He's a DJ.
That's it.
Absolutely, he should have the right to use it for medicinal purposes.
If he wants.
Regulated, prescribed by a doctor, I see no problem.
What about Eddie Fingers? Should he have the right to use it because it's enjoyable?
Because he's crazy?
He's a crazy.
He needs it because he's crazy.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the filth and perversion they put on the radio there, like Bubba the Love Sponge. People
don't think
Eddie
needs any extra inspiration or help. In fact, Eddie may be the one person that should be banned from using marijuana under any circumstances.
Because he don't look right normal.
No, exactly. But I think the drug, the weed, marijuana, cannabis, the plant, should be regulated and decriminalized and be sold just like liquor.
And make money.
Exactly.
And I think that actually the kids would have a lot less chance of getting it in their hands that way. And the price would come down. And, a gentleman like, what's
Rob.
His name, sir?
Rob.
Rob, who is suffering from some kind of cancer and has, painful chemotherapy that causes nausea and everything else. And I think the marijuana would help.
God gave it to us.
Exactly. It is a natural plant. It's not like cocaine. It's not something that's processed.
No.
Right.
You just comes right out of the ground. You dry it. You roll it up. You smoke it. Period.
You seem to know a lot about this.
Many years of research.
That's it. That experimentation again, right?
All right. Let's take a short break. I guess Glenn Wilson, the Happy Hemptress, and Rob Ryan, and many others. And so far, it's 1-0 in your favor. But there's lots of God-fearing Americans out there quite worried about what you're proposing. We'll see what happens. 749-7000, pound 700. 120, Billy Cunningham, 700. W.L.D. Well, let's continue now. The debate is spirited here around the station as to who does more drugs, EBN or 700 WLW. They say the drugs are martinis and beer and things like that. And
well,
you know
that's
what?
True.
You know what? They're right.
They are right.
We have a lot of people walking around here looped half the time.
Drugs is anything that alters your consciousness or acts as a medicine.
Are you now willing to continue to face the American people?
You bet.
Yes. Let's bring them on. See what they have to say. Go to T.O. on a car phone, then Richard and Jay and Mac and Willie and Wapakoneta. And then Steve and Neil and thousands of others. T.O., go ahead.
Well, you're a great American.
Thank you.
I know I've said this before on yours and McConnell's show, but, you know, the fact is, God is great, man is not. Man made whiskey, God made pot. Now, he put it here for a reason. You know, I mean, isn't this America? If I choose to put something into my body, is that any of your business?
Well, normally I believe in freedom and lack of government intervention. And if I was going to pick one of three substances to make illegal, it would be pot over Winston cigarettes and the fruit of the grape and the grain. I mean,
I don't know how many times I have drank too much to where I couldn't really get up and go to work the next day. And I'm sure you know people that have got, you know, the old hangover.
A lot of people work here.
There hasn't been one time where I have smoked too much pot the night before that I couldn't get up and go to work.
Yes, but the marijuana can help you with that hangover, can't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I found out the best thing for a hangover is actually breathing pure oxygen.
Well, that's true.
I remember.
Yeah, I found that out when I was in the Navy, but anyway.
Hold on, Ryan, go ahead.
I remember talking to a bar owner, and he likes the people who smoke rather than the people who drink because they show up the next day.
Well, that's a good point. And the other point is the government, the real reason it is the way it is that tobacco has a large financial impact all over America. Those who grow it, subsidizing the tobacco subsidies, the lawyers who are suing the tobacco companies, the states that participate in the whole tobacco settlement,
the vested interest,
the school systems, the teachers unions who get money from the state, and the state gets money from the tobacco lawyers, and the tobacco lawyers are suing the lawyers with Winston and Marlboro. Mm-hmm. Everybody's suing it. How much money is involved in that?
Billions.
A lot of money.
Now, take that same analogy to the drug war and look at all the vested interest in the lawyers, the judges, the cops, in keeping this and other drugs, for that matter, illegal.
And how much money is invested in Budweiser and Sam Adams?
I used to work for Budweiser. Billions.
Billions. Now, on pot, somebody can grow pot, like in their basement.
Yes, like tomatoes.
But nobody, I guess you could have a moon still, but nobody can, like, make Budweiser or
Sam
Adams.
No, that's not true. Not
well,
true
you
at all.
Could, but
there's
not
home brewers all over the place now.
Yeah, but it's not as good. In other words, if you like Budweiser, there is as good.
Oh, I know some beer brewers and some beer judges
that
make awesome beer in their basement, and it's legal. They can brew up to 5 barrels a year legally.
I didn't know that.
And it's so good. If they have a good recipe, it's awesome.
I want someone doing that to call in. So you're saying it's legal for somebody in their
Own basement.
5
brew beer.
And that's a lot of beer,
and
right?
Wine. Well, I guess over a year it isn't too much. You want to share it with your buddies and everything else.
That's good.
But you can trade off. And so if you don't drink 1 gallon, you can trade off a gallon for somebody else.
So that's legal.
Absolutely, it's legal.
But it's not legal to take one of God's grains and put it in a pot and put lights on
it.
Put it in your basement.
That's right.
Or in your backyard.
There's no money in it. You got to come up with a way of get the lawyers, get the government lots of money. And then it'll be legal, much like...
We
got to take a break. Can you stick till 2 o'clock?
Yeah, absolutely.
2 o'clock. And then we got this other guest at 2. Lynn Wilson here is the happy hemptress. Rob Ryan, medical marijuana. He has colon cancer and takes it for his chemotherapy effects. And let's continue with more. When we do, we have Jay and John and Steve and Neil and Mike and thousands of others. And Mike is calling from Westchester. He is a home beer brewer.
Wonderful.
We're going to talk about... I didn't know this, Momo. Did you know it's legal to... brew your own
and his
beer.
Name's Mike?
Yeah, he said, yeah. Momo says, how do you do it? Let's continue with more. 129, Billy Cunningham, 700, WLW. Let's go back to the calls. Got to hear from the American people. We got to go to Mike first in Westchester. He's a home beer brewer. Can you say that quickly 10 times? Home beer brewer, Seg. This guy brews his own hooch. Hold on, Seg. Let's listen to this guy. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Willie, how are you today?
Talk to me about home beer brewing.
Hooch?
What's hooch?
What is hooch?
So you can brew your own beer. It's been legal since the late 70s. I believe Jimmy Carter passed that law back in the late 70s. And you can brew up to 100 gallons a year, 200 gallons a year if you are married and have two people living in the house.
What have you got, four kids?
I think you have to be of legal age.
How the hell would I get them drinking early?
Hops in there and some good old pills.
It's relatively easy to make a very good batch of beer.
Yeah.
Why did you get into it?
I was in college. It was something we wanted to give a try, and first batch turned out excellent.
Hmm.
And so I've been doing it ever
been
since.
Been drinking ever since.
That's how the barrel houses and places like that got started.
Absolutely.
Do you sell it to others? Is that legal?
No, you cannot sell it.
But you can
give it away.
Give it away to some hot chicks.
Trade
That's
it.
Right.
Give it away. Segment, are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, why don't you bring down some of your hooch down here?
I don't have any ready at the moment, but when I brew up a batch, I'll be sure to drop some off.
Come on down here, because Mo Eggers and Segna and Dennison and Mark Menke
will like
to...
The newsroom wants to get blown.
They like to get blasted.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. Yeah. On a Friday, when you get it
the
done...
The whole newsroom get ripped.
Call them some samples.
Call the front desk and ask for Rich Wahlberg.
The furball might want to taste a couple of us.
You bring down your hooch. In fact, we may get two or three home brewers together, and we'll have a hooch off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that'll be an excellent time and excellent topic, and you'll definitely have fun during and after the show.
And we'll bring some Hoochie Mamas in here with the hooch.
Can I come?
Great.
Yeah, Lynn, you'll be here, too.
I want to come.
You bring your bongs, and we'll have a hell of a time.
You know, I've tasted homebrew beer that was made with cannabis.
It's good.
Smoke weed awesome. Every day.
Smoke weed.
Hops and cannabis are first cousins.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I like beer heavy on the hops.
There you go.
I've never had any with the cannabis, but the hops are great.
Yes, they are.
Seg, you doing okay over there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
You don't look good to me.
Unbelievable.
Thank goodness. I don't want to look good to you at all.
You want to look good to
me? You'll be looking at me like you maybe did that Kazuhiro Matsuhata guy.
It's Kazuhito Tadano.
Whatever.
And a gay film in Japan now pitching for the Indians.
Well, you keep looking at me.
I like gay love.
No, shut up.
There you go. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, see, you're getting some of your own medicine now, huh? Now you know how it feels.
Have you seen the picture of James Brown? Looks like Nick Nolte on a bad day.
He looks like Saddam Hussein shaving coming out of the hole.
I feel good.
What's wrong with the Godfather?
Mm. Three white girls he was with. A little chalk. All right, Sega, you're done with your stooge report.
10 minutes ago, yeah.
Let's continue. 144-700-WLW. All right, my guest at 2 o'clock is the happy huntress Lynn Wilson and Rob Ryan of the Ohio Patient Network. And there's a bill introduced today by State Representative Kenneth Carano, who wants to have signed into law the Ohio Medical Marijuana Act for those who have medical problems that can be solved with marijuana, and that means the doctor would have to prescribe it, and there'd be a registry of people that have it, you have a card, and things of that character. Lynn, what are the odds of your good friend, Governor Bob Taft, who I don't perceive as a cutting-edge politician?
Not at all.
I might be wrong, but maybe he's out there with Jerry Brown, but I don't assume he's a wild and crazy guy. Signing this.
I don't see it, but if enough legislatures and representatives
two-thirds.
Push it, yes, then it will go.
And then we'll have a new governor in a couple of years, probably
exactly.
Betty Montgomery. What happens then?
Well, hopefully she gets educated before she's our governor.
Well, she's a good woman.
Or whoever's our governor educates themselves, and that's what the OPM's job is in shows like this.
I think they need to recognize that the American people support this. I mean, poll after poll.
85%.
You know, in the last election between Bush and Gore, and they had medical marijuana referendums, the bills got more votes than either Bush or Gore.
Yeah.
We have a cut of Governor Bob Taft talking about marijuana. Hit that.
I have marijuana.
Well, the governor has marijuana, so somehow he ought to support it. Let's go back to the American people now, and we have Steve and Neil and John and thousands of others. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Willie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, just wanted to back up what the misperception is. I'm a survivor of cancer myself. Had a problem with eating. Everything I ate had a metallic taste to it. I did smoke and I did inhale, and I think it really helped me bounce back from a long illness. And there's nothing like chemotherapy there's no words of how you could describe it. It's like a chronic flu that you feel like you're going to throw up every second of every minute for about 4 or 5 days at a time.
And if you want to take some pot and alleviate those symptoms, who in the hell am I to say you that you can't do that? I mean, that's not my business.
That's right. That's the way I feel about it. And I really do. I have to say that, you know, it does work. Now, there are some people that say that it does not work, that it's all a farce.
Well, and, that's fine. Don't do it.
They're inaccurate.
They're lying.
Well, Lynn, Rob, do you think... What impact has marijuana had in your life relative to alleviating the symptoms of chemotherapy with your colon cancer? Has it helped a little bit, a lot, or none, or a bunch?
You asked my wife that question, and she'll answer you. It has helped tremendously in certain times. You know, I don't take it all the time, but when I just can't eat and, you know, I'm just very nauseous, it really alleviates the symptoms.
How much longer will you be in chemo?
A couple more months, and hopefully they'll get this over with.
The irony of Rob's case is that he was not a medical patient prior to this. You were just an advocate,
yes,
and secretary for the OPN, and then in the process of all of that, got sick himself.
Mm. Well, is there any chance of getting this on the ballot? Lynn and Rob, you're like activists. Can we get it on the ballot, the people vote?
What I would like to see happen is when this bill gets introduced, the various committee chair, whoever it's going to get assigned to, is probably going to sit on it. And I'd like to see a little petition drive to say release into a hearing, or release it to, move on.
Yes or no? Vote yes, vote no.
Right. For a ballot initiative, you have to have enough signatures on a petition first to get it on the ballot. We'd have to see how many people in Ohio there is, to know how many people that has to sign it, get the accurate number of registered voters to do that, and then get it on the ballot.
But since this is going into the legislative mode,
that's quicker, I think.
It's 10-1, the committee chair is going to sit on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the time when we should sit in front of the Kroger's and get signatures. And,
do it.
You know, and
the
just,
petition
I'll help
and
you.
Release.
I think Mike McConnell would help you.
Yes,
Andy Furman.
Well, thank you very much.
Gary Burbank.
Gary will help you.
Yeah.
I'm sure Gary's never been involved in something like this.
Oh, not at all.
Get EBN, Jim Scott, the Truckin' Bozo, the Furball, Sloaney. Even Randy Furman, Andy's brother, could head up a petition drive.
Yeah.
Which would be on. Well, good luck to the both of you. We'll continue with more. Lynn Wilson, people want to get a hold of you. How do they do it, if at all?
Well, for the OPN, of course, as John Precup said, it's 1-888-OH-PATIENT. For myself with Hemp Rock Productions, it is 513-684-HEMP. And I am gearing up for the next Million Marijuana March on May 2nd on Fountain Square.
The Million Marijuana March.
I want to come see you again at the end of April.
So 684 Hemp.
You got it. And my website is www.hemprock.com. And the OPN is?
OhioPatient.net.
And real quick, I have to tell you a message. Jimmy Flint from the Hustler Store said to tell you hi.
Told Jimmy I said hello. He's another engaging personality.
You got it.
Very engaging. But seriously, good luck to you. And
thank
Rob,
you,
we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Willie, as always, thank you for letting us put this issue on the radio.
Let's
appreciate it.
Let's continue.
Thank you.
154-700.